Returning back to the subject of human consciousness, there are basically two levels how it is experienced. And the experiencer is the human person. One is unconditional, second is relative. The unconditional refers to the human person experiencing his psyche from the place of transcendence. His experience of himself is not influenced by the psychosphere. On the other hand, the relative is where he maintains a relationship, certain dynamic relationship with the psychosphere. So on that unconditional level, you basically do not care about the psychosphere. You are in a place where you are no longer influenced by it. So, whatever moods or psychological states you experience in the psychosphere become irrelevant. They don't touch you. And as far as the relative level goes, basically, you care about your psychosphere. Because after all, it is also part of your human experience. And you may be actively working with changing that psychosphere. Purifying it, consciously wanting to dissolve anything which is unpleasant or disturbing or not well in your psychosphere. Psychosphere is created partially by whatever is happening in your personality, different residues, traces from your personality, they on a subconscious level, energetic level, transferred into that human consciousness in order to form the psychosphere. But it is not just what is happening in your personality. Psychosphere is formed based on many elements, many influences, even physiological, even certain fluctuation of hormones. One can wake up one day and not feeling so good in the psychosphere for reasons that are not necessarily so easy to identify. It's like seasons sometimes, or the weather, sometimes it's cloudy, sometimes it's sunny. So there's a certain natural fluctuation in the psychosphere, which is not in contradiction to the fact that we can generate negativity in our mind, and therefore we become responsible for creating that negative psychosphere. That's why it's important to take responsibility for one's thoughts and whatever emotions, negative emotions we generate based on our thoughts, because everything somehow begins in the subconscious mind. So not to generate negativity is part of our work, the psychosphere. So there are different psychological means through which we can improve the psychosphere, such as what I was speaking about in the last retreat, simply positive thinking, emphasizing the positive. Appreciating the fact that we are alive, appreciating the fact that we, in this teaching, we have access to pure subjectivity, such a blessing, having sense of gratitude, loving oneself, and so on and so on, being positive. But there's another aspect in that, how psychosphere is being formed, which is also connected to what I just said, that there's the dynamic relationship between the person and the psychosphere, where the person can change his attitude towards the psychosphere, towards any negative psychological states he may experience. By changing his attitude towards the psychosphere from his intelligence, the person actually can change the psychosphere. And sometimes it can happen instantaneously. In a way, one has to make a choice to be happy. Happiness to a large extent is a choice. But the problem is that the human person, as I already explained, he has his own unconscious. And subconscious. He has ten different tendencies inside him based on his previous evolution, how he has developed. And unfortunately, he can influence the psychosphere in a negative way by creating negative interpretation of whatever is experienced in the psychosphere. It's quite possible that a human person is actually masochistic. He wants to suffer. He likes to torture himself. So similar as making a choice to be happy, we have to make choice not to suffer. Complaining, feeling a victim, feeling sorry for oneself. Not having inspiration and so on. These are very common tendencies in that human person. And remember that even though the human person has to be realized, prior to him being properly realized, in a very basic level, he exists from the beginning as the external person. So anyway, how the human person interprets the psychosphere has a direct impact on the what becomes of this psychosphere. Whether certain negative psychological states perpetuate themselves, or they actually become even worse, or whether they something opens up and that negativity or that lack of well-being simply disappears. It very much depends on the interpretation from the human person. So in that sense, the human person has to work on himself. You cannot just change the psychosphere without changing the experience of it. There are many strategies that one can employ, such as even acceptance, patience, humility, because the psychosphere, some of it maybe can be momentarily dissolved, but some of it has certain continuance energetically, so time is needed for it to dissolve. Still, it is our attitude which determines whether these negative psychological states will dissolve soon, or it will take a very long time for them to dissolve. If one has a lot of negativity in the mind and created that thick, unpleasant swamp of a psychosphere, of course you cannot dissolve it instantaneously. You need time. You need to stop adding negativity. You need to meditate, because meditation, of course, has a profound healing effect on the psychosphere. Emphasizing the positive, paying more attention, not just in your mind, but within yourself, like paying more attention to your pure subjectivity. Meaning you shift your attention away from the psychosphere, for instance, to pure consciousness, you shift your attention, you put your attention where you experience your light. And that alone may actually by itself transform your psychosphere or give you a relief or empty it somehow. But the question is how to work with a, well, let's call it external person, because maybe the human person is not yet realized. How to work with that external person in order to transform his own negative tendencies. So instead of paying attention to whatever is happening in your psychosphere or your mind in general, because this word is in psychology usually done, that one is trying to change one's thoughts, the way one responds to whatever is happening in personality. Instead of doing that, you need to pay more attention to the external person himself. Of course, our greatest weapon, tool, is to deeper realize the pure subjectivity of the external person. To bring more light into the external person. To de-psychologize him and instead to spiritualize him. But other than that, one has to be mindful of the tendencies in the external person with the intention to change. So not only we are renouncing negativity in the mind, we are renouncing the negativity in the external person, his tendency to respond negatively to the psychosphere and the mind. reconditioning the unconscious and the subconscious of the external person. So when you, whatever you experience in your psychosphere, because whatever you experience in your mind, your personality is more external. What you experience in the psychosphere is close home. It's like the territory which is very close to your experience of yourself as human. So whatever you experience in the psychosphere, be very mindful how you respond to that. And observe whether through your response you add further negativity to your psychosphere. If you do notice that, then you stop and tell yourself, oh, I'm doing it again. I'm not helping myself. I'm making the situation worse. Here, you can employ again the tool of positive thinking. The person chooses to be optimistic. The person chooses to be patient. The person chooses to be accepting. And the person chooses to choose the positive, because there is always something positive. When you look into the positive, you are empowering the positive. When you look into the negative, you empower the negative. So there's certain work here with the external person that is crucial to transform his negative tendencies, and also to make him more intelligent, because you are working not just on his tendencies, you are working on his intelligence. The person can be lethargic. Not inspired and so on. So you need to sort of wake up the person, making more alive, more vibrant, more passionate, more hopeful, more adventurous, more somehow making him stronger. and he has to learn how to choose. To be well. Even if he cannot change the psychosphere instantaneously, he can change how he feels. In that scenario, he is relatively disidentified with the psychosphere. Becoming more positive towards himself, and as a byproduct, there is a positive indirectly positive energy transmitted into the psychosphere, allowing it to change, to open up or to dissolve whatever is unwell. So the disidentification, element of this disidentification, is not the same as not to care about the psychosphere or to completely disregard it. It's more like it represents a healthy healthy relationship with the psychosphere, where the person emphasizes actually himself, his own light. A continuation of that process is surrender of the human person. Reaching vertical absence, reaching samadhi. So he kind of passes through that psychosphere into freedom. While he is experiencing his pure psyche in the unconditional way. And from that place, he can still be in relationship with the psychosphere, because we cannot fully negate it. It's part of our experience of ourselves. But he is so empowered that through the power of his absorption, his light, he is illuminating the psychosphere, minimizing radically any traces of negativity or any lower energies in the psychosphere. And the little that is left, that is still possible to experience, has so little weight that it does not constitute a disturbing experience. And as time goes by, and one gets more integrated, the psychosphere becomes transparent. and it minimized. And that whole space of human consciousness, it becomes filled with the immaculate human experience of the person's psyche. So initially there's this certain battle between, or friction between the person and the psychosphere. Well, a person tries to make himself comfortable, but he is struggling. And the psychosphere of most people is negative. They just don't recognize it. At least often they don't recognize it because they're just used to suffering. Suffering is their way of living. But later on, there's just this base subjectivity of human consciousness and the pure presence of the human person. The pure presence of human psyche. So, I hope I explained these two adequately, these two layers. Levels in human consciousness, relative and unconditional, and their interplay. Just to give you a simple example that you may experience. Some kind of a sadness in your psychosphere. But the person is not sad. Before the person was sad, because the psychosphere was sad. Now the person is happy. And his sense of well-being is not affected by the temporary sad psychological state within the psychosphere. Which probably very soon will disappear. Cloud moving away to reveal the light of the sun.